Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. Science that affects your life. Science that changes your view of this great universe of ours. And if you want to be part of this march of science, then give us a call. That's right. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Yes, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and have your thoughts and your questions heard on over 100 radio stations and the Internet, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And if you want to know more about this radio program, then go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I have over 5 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is it possible to fulfill Einstein's dream of an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that will allow us to unify all the laws of the universe into a single equation, the God equation? We'll find out, because it is the culmination of a 2,000-year journey, going back all the way to the Greeks, who first asked the question, what is the world made of anyway? Find out by getting a copy of my book, The God Equation. Well, once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic, and here's your chance to be part of the March of Science. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording that'll ask you for your name, where you're located, call letters of the radio station, or the website you're listening to, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the first listener phone call.
Yes, this is Ray. Am I listening to WMKT? My question with the incident in Ukraine, where they had an incident with a nuclear power plant, if they actually had a nuclear explosion in the worst possible place over a nuclear plant, would it vaporize the nuclear material and spread it into the atmosphere and poison the whole Earth? What would be the consequences of something like that happening? Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a very important question that's unfolding even as we speak. In fact, I was on CNN recently talking to Mr. Anderson about the consequences of what could happen if something goes wrong. Well, there are two possible scenarios, and let me say right now that the situation is temporarily stable. However, it could very easily spiral out of control, because we've never had a nuclear accident between two warring, fully armed armies. Realize that we physicists have looked at all possibilities for an accident. Terrorism, a leak in a pump, a lightning strike, all sorts of bizarre scenarios we looked at, but we have never looked at a scenario where a nuclear power plant was caught between two armed armies shooting at each other. Well, the two possible scenarios, worst case scenarios. First is a Chernobyl type accident. Second is a Fukushima type accident. A Chernobyl type accident takes place when there's a power surge. And at Chernobyl, the safety systems were manually turned off. They were making repairs on that reactor. They manually turned off the safety control rod system, and there was a power surge, an unexpected power surge in the reactor. There was hydrogen gas generated. It reached the boiling point of water. There was a steam explosion and a hydrogen gas explosion that blew the roof right off the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, exposing the core. About 30% of the core, approximately, was vaporized and then sent into the air above Chernobyl and over Kiev and over parts of Europe. In fact, I was tracking the radiation as it happened back then, and some of that radiation sailed over New York City. That's right, you can actually see the radioactive cloud as it passed over New York City. Well, that was a horrible accident. And even today, we're seeing the consequences of that. Huge areas of the Chernobyl area are sealed off. They're dead zones where no one is allowed. And, of course, leukemia. Leukemia rates went up. Leukemia is the first cancer to be seen after a major nuclear accident. And, yes, people have died as a consequence. Now, of course, it depends on whose figures you're looking at. But everyone agrees that, yes, the death rate, the leukemia rate, went up as a consequence of the radiation released from the Fukushima reactor, about one-third of the core blown into the air. That's one scenario. The other scenario is a Fukushima-type scenario. That's a scenario where the cooling systems are knocked out, electricity is lost because of a tsunami that hit Fukushima. Without electricity, without a cooling system, slowly, not explosively, but slowly, the reactor begins to heat up in temperature. Eventually, it reaches about 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit, which is the melting point of uranium dioxide fuel, and the reactor begins to melt. 100 tons of uranium dioxide in three reactors begins to melt and drip down to the bottom of the reactor vessel. And it keeps on going. It exceeds the melting point of the steel. And the reactor melts and goes right through the lining of the reactor vessel. In fact, we've never seen this before. Three cores liquefied. I repeat, not just melted, but liquefied into a puddle, a huge puddle of uranium dioxide at the floor of the reactor. Well, both reactor situations are stable at the present time, but the accident is not over. The Fukushima accident will go on for decades. It'll take several more decades to stabilize the situation there because there's so much nuclear fuel that is potentially endangered, and there's so many ways that you could have a breakdown. Now, how does that compare with what's happening now, even as we speak, in the Ukraine? Well, the situation right now is temporarily stable. However, it could be a stability that is easily broken because we have two fully armed armies with a nuclear power plant in between. So far, Russian forces have seized control of what's left of the old Chernobyl reactor. There are four units there, by the way, and the four units were actually partially activated and then shut down again around the year 2000. But there's a lot of nuclear waste still stored at the Chernobyl site. And Ukrainian officials have bluntly stated that electricity has been lost at the Ukrainian site, which means that the pools of radioactive waste are going to simply sit there without a cooling system. It's still debating how long this could last before an accident emerges, but that's one possibility. Now, the possibility of a Chernobyl-type accident is less so, because we're not talking about a functioning reactor. We're talking about pools, gigantic pools of nuclear waste. However, the situation is unstable at the present time. Things have to be looked at very carefully. It wouldn't take much, like a stray bullet that knocks out the electrical system, that could initiate tragedy in Central Europe. Well, let's take a short commercial break. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 as we talk about meltdown in Central Europe.
public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe you can share your thoughts on national radio and the internet. Well, before the break, we had a call that is very important. What's the situation in the Ukraine right now, as we have two fully armed armies, and in between are 15 nuclear power plants? Think about that. Ukraine is heavily nuclearized in terms of power generation. It has the largest nuclear power station in all of Europe, plus the remnants of Chernobyl, which is still there. The accident hasn't gone away, and nuclear waste is still stored at the Chernobyl site. So what does it mean? It means that with two armies fully armed with explosives, with machine guns, it means that a stray bullet could perhaps knock out the cooling system. For example, six nuclear power plants were taken by the Russian forces in the opening days of this crisis. Six nuclear power plants. And there was a firefight. And a fire broke out. Electricity went down. And people began to fear the possibility of a meltdown. You see, without a cooling system, If a cooling system is knocked up because of a fire, then water levels begin to drop. As water levels begin to drop, the core is uncovered, and then temperatures begin to rise slowly up to 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit, the melting point of uranium dioxide fuel. At that point, you could get the dreaded meltdown. So far, things are stable. So far, the Russians have seized control. However, at the old Chernobyl site, we still have 4 nuclear power stations at the old Chernobyl site and nuclear waste stored in ponds that have to be cooled. We now know that electricity is out. There's no electricity keeping those spent fuel ponds cool. There's some debate, however. There's an argument that broke out between the International Atomic Energy Agency and the Ukrainian agency. The IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, part of the United Nations, says that there's time. There's time. Don't panic. Things are still relatively stable, even if we've lost electric power that normally keeps these spent fuel rods cool. However, the Ukrainian authority says, you don't know what you're talking about. We could have a disaster because it could mean a boil off of the water at the spent fuel pond. Nuclear waste has been exposed to the air. Hydrogen gas builds up. An explosion takes place, which then blows nuclear waste into the sky. Well, these are scenarios that we physicists have looked at, but we always thought, nah, the probability is so small. Come on, give me a break. But now we're seeing this in living color. Day by day, hour by hour, we're monitoring the situation, and the situation is overall unstable. We have 2 armies firing at each other. They're armed with mortars, explosives, and a stray mortar, a stray bomb, a stray hand grenade could very easily knock out the electrical system, paralyzing the cooling system. Water levels begin to drop. Uranium dioxide fuel is exposed to the air, and there's an explosion, perhaps a hydrogen gas explosion that blows this material into the sky. Well, as I said before, at the present time, things look stable, but the Ukrainian authorities just released an announcement just the other day stating, watch out. We think it could be unstable because the water levels could drop in the spent fuel ponds containing nuclear waste at Chernobyl, exposing the nuclear fuel. So who's right? Well, I don't know. I'm not there at the scene to analyze the situation. All I'm saying is that overall, in terms of the larger picture, things are unstable. And my own point of view is, ultimately, we should let the Ukrainian people decide for themselves who runs the Ukraine. Why should the great powers decide this question? There should be a national plebiscite so the people who live there should decide the fate of their own country rather than having it dictated from the outside. Well, that's a mouthful, but let's take now the next listener phone call.
Good evening, Professor Kaku. This is Stephen in Anchorage, Alaska. I listen to you on KFQD News Talk Radio in the Muldoon section. And my question tonight is about natural sciences and the lemmings. And lemmings, of course, the dictionary says, is a small Arctic rodent, some kinds of which periodically migrate in large numbers. And they are popularly believed to run headlong into the sea and drown. And my question, sir, is about the lemmings and asking if has there been any updated consensus or reasoning of why that migration might take place? And also, when might be the next year that there will be scheduled to go on their last swim? Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Well, that's a great question. First of all, I'm not a biologist, so I haven't studied the situation. However, there are theories that I'm aware of to explain this rather irrational behavior, you might say, very self-destructive behavior. The March of the Lemmings is part of the English language when people say, if you're committing mass suicide like the lemmings. Well, look at it from a different point of view, from the evolutionary point of view. From an evolutionary point of view, we have animals that are pack animals, like wolves. They follow the leader. Take a look at birds, for example. When you see birds flock, they follow one bird that is the leader. And if that leader makes a sharp turn, then all of a sudden, all the other birds in the flock make that same sharp turn. So we have a situation where, in terms of evolution, it's actually advantageous. Because, of course, you have a unified group of individuals that follow the leader, and if the leader makes the correct decision, then your flock can thrive. On the other hand, if you were to have many leaders, things would be chaotic, and perhaps the chances of surviving are much less. So there's an evolutionary advantage to flock mentality. However, what happens when the population becomes too large, and you cannot sustain the population with the food stocks that are available? This is one theory, anyway. And of course, they're all theories because we can't read the mind of the lemmings. We don't understand what they're thinking about. But one evolutionary theory says the very fact that they are flocking in packs, like pack animals, like animals that flock, is evolutionarily advantageous, but overpopulation is a problem. And therefore, mass suicide, well, that is one way to control the population. Well, anyway, that's a theory, and of course, theories have to be tested to make sure that they are valid, but that's just a theory. Well, let me also now switch gears a bit and take some of the emails that I get. I can't possibly answer all the emails that I get, so what I'm going to do is try to bunch them together and collectively answer some of the emails that I get. One set of emails that I get concerns the coronavirus. Is the epidemic real? And what's the end game? The end game of the coronavirus. Well, first of all, it's real. It's not fake. And the vaccines, yeah, they're not 100% effective. Yeah, there are some side effects. But in the main, the vaccine has allowed us to bring much of the terror under control. And so the vaccine did its job. However, it mutates. The virus mutates, and as a consequence, we have new generations of the virus emerging. However, there's a method to the madness. And that method, again, is evolution. You see, if you are a coronavirus, put yourself in that position, then, of course, you're competing. You're competing with all the other species of coronaviruses. And so you want to evolve to be as infectious as possible, but not necessarily as lethal as possible. Well, we'll continue that strain of thought after the commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. So give us a call and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, but just never had the opportunity. So give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a Russian convoy continues to advance more towards the capital city of Kyiv in Ukraine, the Pentagon's top spokesman says the blood of the ongoing invasion of Ukraine is on the hands of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Mr. Putin can stop this war right now by agreeing to a diplomatic solution, or at least just stopping the bombing and the death and the destruction that he is causing against a nation that provoked nobody.
John Kirby calling the invasion a war of choice. A massive snowstorm has 65 million people under a weather advisory. The southeast and midwest are expected to get several inches of snow this weekend thanks to the storm. It's also expected to drop a foot of snow on folks in the northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News. The IRS is hiring 10,000 new employees in an attempt to handle a backlog of tax returns. They will add 5,000 in the next couple of months, with another 5,000 by the end of the year. The agency has over 23 million unprocessed forms and requests that need to be attended to, with the goal to get that number down to 1 million by the end of the year. The IRS has already begun paying mandatory overtime to over 6,000 employees. Google makes a big announcement for Android users in Ukraine.
Google announced Android users in Ukraine will get air raid alerts on their phones before expected attacks happen near them. In an updated blog post, the company said it's working with the Ukrainian government to roll out an alert system for Android phones in the country. Google has already been highlighting the Ukrainian alarm app on the Google Play Store, which sends air raid notifications to Ukrainians in the region with active alerts.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on the air, if you want to ask that question or make that comment, give us a call at 612-564-8135. When you hear the sound, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And ask that question that you've always wanted to ask. Well, where we last left off, we were talking about the evolution of the coronavirus. And that is, if you are a virus, you're competing, of course, with all the other strains of viruses that are out there. So you want to evolve to be as contagious as possible. And sure enough, when we look at the Alpha, when we look at the Delta, we look at the Omicron, we go up the Greek alphabet, and we see that each generation is more virulent than the previous generation, because it's dog-eat-dog out there, even for a virus. But you see, you don't want to evolve to become more lethal. Because if you kill off your victims, then where's your next meal going to come from? So in other words, there's an evolutionary pressure to A, become more infectious, to beat out the competition, but B, you don't want to become more lethal because then there are fewer people to attack and to nourish the next generation of your virus. And that seems to be what's happening now. Initially, we were in the stage of viruses competing with other viruses to become more infectious than the previous generation. That's why the virus became so infectious so rapidly. But then, you don't want to kill off everybody, so you have to evolve to become less lethal as a consequence, and that seems to be what is happening. Now remember that evolution is not a grand design. It's not a design where the virus says to itself, aha, I have to evolve to become more infectious, I have to evolve to become more lethal. No, it doesn't work that way. It's all accidental. It's all survival of the fittest. But it goes in a rough direction. And that rough direction is to become more contagious but less lethal. Like the flu virus. Think of the flu virus. It actually kills a lot of people every year, though it doesn't make the evening news. And it is highly contagious, the flu. You simply sneeze and people around you can come down with the flu virus. But it's not necessarily that lethal, though it does kill people still. So in other words, the flu is endemic, while the coronavirus was pandemic, but eventually may evolve to become endemic. Let's hope so. But again, this is a crapshoot. You never know what the next mutation is going to give us. So don't necessarily throw away your mask. Just put it in a drawer or wherever your doctor says. And keep it handy, because another mutant strain could emerge that upsets the entire apple cart. So the conclusion is, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. But the signs seem to be in a good direction. That is, the Omicron seems to represent a higher mutation that is more infectious but less lethal. And that could be the wave of the next generation, which will certainly emerge because these viruses will in fact mutate. Now just remember that 60% of all diseases, about 60% of all diseases come from animals. That's right, from animals. Animals are a huge reservoir of new and ancient diseases that hop over to humans. So in other words, we're always going to have new viruses jumping out just because we coexist with animals. Now take a look at the flu. We've sequenced the genes of the flu. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll talk about the evolution of viruses and what's next for the coronavirus and what's next for outer space. You're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, then give us a call at 612-564-8135 and share your thoughts on national radio and the internet. Well, we left off. We were talking about the flu. And where did the flu come from? It came from birds and pigs. If you sequence the genes of the flu virus, you find that there's a lot of, duck genes inside the flu. And how's that? Because in Asia, where a lot of the flu viruses come from, there is something called polyfarming. Polyfarming is where farmers live very close to pigs and also with birds. Well, the birds leave droppings, which are eaten by the pigs, and then we eat the pigs. The pigs act as a mixing bowl for the genes of the duck, the pig, and the human, and that's where new varieties of flu come from. And if you take a look at other viruses, you see that, they too have the original genes of the animals that gave birth to them. So the conclusion is, we're always going to have viruses. Because as humans expand, we expand into new terrain and we disturb the ecosystem where there are new unseen viruses. So get used to it. We're always going to have viruses jumping out, which means we have to be prepared. Prepared for the next pandemic. Well, let's move on now and say a few things about outer space. The Webb Space Telescope is now in position. Is over 1 million miles from the Earth. And the early pictures, of course, are rather disappointing because it's being tested and fine-tuned to make sure that it's in working order. But we should get some spectacular pictures because the Webb Space Telescope has seven times the light-gathering power of the earlier Hubble Space Telescope. And the Hubble Space Telescope only saw optical and infrared and ultraviolet frequencies. However, the Webb Space Telescope can see infrared frequencies as well, the heat signature inside gas clouds, and we should get spectacular pictures of black holes, neutron stars, maybe even planets. Think about that. Maybe even planets circulating around other star systems. That would be incredible, realizing, of course, that we are not the only game in town. Or are we? There's something called the SETI Project, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, and they made a rather pessimistic announcement the other day. The people of the SETI Project used a radio telescope in Australia to scan the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So they thought that surely, if there's some life form, And since there's a concentration of stars toward the center of the galaxy, maybe we'll simply eavesdrop on their conversations. Well, the results were that they scanned almost 200 stars in the center of the galaxy. In fact, did a cursory scan of the entire interior of the galaxy, and they found nothing. No sign of intelligence whatsoever. Now, what does that mean, given the fact that the galaxy has 100 billion stars? Think about that, 100 billion stars. On average, every single one has a planet going around it. Amazing. On average, every single star you see at night has a star going around it, but we see no evidence of intelligent life. Now, what does that mean? Well, I once hosted a BBC science series for British television, and they put me in a swimming pool with dolphins. That's right, I've never swum with dolphins before in a swimming pool. But there I was in a swimming pool with dolphins, and the question was, can I decipher their messages when they talk to each other? Well, we put a tape recorder in the water, and then we listened to the tape recording of the chirps and squeals of the dolphins and ran it through a computer. The computer program was sensitive to look for repetitions of certain syllables. Like, if you put the English language in a tape recorder, analyze it, the letter E is the most common letter in the entire alphabet, followed by other vowels. And you can therefore have a fingerprint, a vocal fingerprint of how often you use the letter E. And that's how you determine whether Shakespeare's works were a forgery or copy or the real thing. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about how do you know that you're talking to an intelligent species when you've never talked to them before. We'll talk about SETI after the break. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. www.dedoctorsdontlie.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You are listening to Science Fantastic, and if you want to get on the show, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had the latest announcement from the SETI project, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. They scanned almost 200 stars in the center of the Milky Way galaxy, searching for signs of intelligent conversations among aliens, and they found nothing. Zero. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that the aliens are hiding themselves? Or does it mean they simply speak in a different kind of language that we don't identify with our sensors? Well, as I mentioned, I once swam in a swimming pool full of dolphins for a science special for BBC television. And they tape recorded the chirps and squeals of the dolphins and ran it through a computer. This computer program looked for regularities and consistencies within the chirps and squeals of the dolphins. For example, if you run the English language in a computer, the computer will recognize that E, the letter E, is the most common letter in the entire alphabet. And then you can rank how often you use the letter A, B, C, and so on and so forth, and get a fingerprint of that individual. And then you can compare that with forgeries. That's how people know that Shakespeare really wrote the works of Shakespeare. Because if you run the works of Shakespeare through a computer, you'll see that the way in which A, E, I, O, U, and so on and so forth they use is identical. If it was a forgery or a copy, you could easily detect that by running through all the letters to see which letters come up the most on a computer. Well, they did that to dolphins. And they found that, yes, dolphins are intelligent. They do talk to each other. Of course, we don't know what they say, but they do definitely talk to each other. Then they ran the program down the evolutionary tree. They tape recorded cats, dogs, mice, going all the way down to insects. And they found that, well, as you go down this tree, you find less and less evidence of intelligence until finally you reach insects and you find almost no intelligence signals whatsoever. Now, that doesn't mean that insects are not intelligent. Maybe they have group intelligence, because after all, they can make anthills. They can make structures and houses and search for mates and search for food, and they have to be intelligent to that degree. But anyway, the point I'm raising is, would we know if somebody sent a signal from a star indicating intelligent life when the language is so different? So different from our language that our computers cannot recognize it. Well, that's one possibility. Another possibility is that, well, maybe they don't use radio. That's the simplest answer. Maybe they use laser beams to communicate. If they use lasers, we wouldn't be able to detect it, because all we do is scan the Milky Way using radio detectors. And so that is a problem. And then the next question that was asked to me by the New York Times is, what happens if we do find intelligent life out there, or hints of intelligent life? Do we announce our existence to them? Do we send a signal to them saying, here we are, we're located in this quadrant of the Milky Way galaxy, come and visit us, we are intelligent? I said, nope, no way. Because look what happened to the Aztecs when they bumped into Cortez. The Aztecs made the biggest mistake in ancient history. The Aztecs thought that Cortez was a god rather than a bloodthirsty pirate. Because think of what Cortez had. He had technology of the future. He had steel weapons. The Aztecs had bronze weapons. He had the horse. The Aztecs had never seen a horse before. He had gunpowder. The Aztecs did not have gunpowder. A written language. Yes, the Spanish had a written language, but the Aztecs had a pictorial language. So for all these reasons, the Aztec civilization disappeared within just a few months because of the rampage initiated by this bloodthirsty pirate called Cortez. So my point of view is, let's hide our existence until we can conclusively identify what's out there. Then we can announce our existence. But until then, let's lie low. Let's not advertise our existence and send signals in outer space saying, here we are, here's our coordinates, come and visit us, Earth welcomes you. Nope, I think that's a bad idea until we find out what they want. Now, to be fair, I think they will be intelligent and peaceful because they'll be so far advanced that, well, what do we have to offer them that they can plunder? Energy? No, they have plenty of energy in their fusion power plants. Gold? No, gold would be useless to them. It's not very useful from a technological point of view. What do they want that we have that they would want to steal? Not much. And so that's why I think that even though we should not advertise our existence, they will probably be peaceful. If they can reach us from the stars, they are thousands of years more advanced than us. I mean, we can just barely go to the moon and Mars. They can go across star systems. And so they're thousands of years more advanced than us, in which case they'll have had thousands of years to work out all their sectarian and religious and national differences. And so I think that, yeah, they would probably be peaceful. I can't prove it, of course. But just in case they're not, I think we should keep our identity and location a secret. Also, think about it this way. Who's the most dangerous person? A hunter with a big, gigantic shotgun that wants to kill animals? Or a mild-mannered developer? Well, at first you may say that the hunter is the most dangerous. He has the rifle. He has the gun. But you see, the developer is actually the most dangerous because he just plows everything under if you are in their way. So my attitude is, let's not get in the way of the aliens. Okay, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and go to my website. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and pick up my latest New York Times bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. So find out what all the excitement is about. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.